Sunrose Yoga. Reveal and remember your sacred nature through the practice of yoga. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is a collection of audio recordings, videos, and writings about the practices of yoga. The podcast's mission is to share the teachings of yoga in an accessible way and to foster meaningful discussion about the practices. To learn more or to experience past teachings, please visit sunroseyoga.com. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is made possible by the generous donations of students and supporters. If you find this podcast useful or beneficial, please consider making a secure online donation by clicking the donate button at sunroseyoga.com. And thanks. Hello, my loves. It's really wonderful to be here with you. It's Kelly. And this is episode 105 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. This class really got me. The energy in the room was as sweet as I can imagine. And so I'm really happy to share it with you right now. And the mantra that we repeat in this class, you are effing doing it right. I honestly and absolutely believe. And I think that if we know this, we'll act from that place. And we'll make beautiful things and we'll be as beautiful as we already are. We'll relax into that. So thanks for being here for this practice. There's so much goodness happening this month and next month and into the fall. Check it all out at sunroseyoga.com. Registration starts on Thursday for my September retreat in Minnesota. Check it out. It's going to be really juicy and really fun. Have an e-course that's launching in July, Meditation Foundations. If you've ever wanted to meditate, or if you've ever wanted your practice to really take root in your life, this is the class for you. Stay tuned. Thanks to everyone who has reached out in the past week. I just love hearing from all of you. I adore it. I adore connection. That's why I do this. So thanks for being right where you are right now. And with great love, I offer this to you. Jai. So some things that we've been talking about lately are things like gentleness and how much work it takes to be gentle with ourselves and how worth it it is. And something I was thinking about last week as I was sitting in jury duty, and yesterday as I was waiting hour upon hour for the air conditioning repairman to come to my house, it's that, you know, we don't have to force anything. We don't have to force an engagement with the practice. It will come to us. You know, when I was sitting in jury duty, I was, even though I was totally prepared, I knew this was coming for a while. I brought lots of work. I had all my systems in place to keep myself entertained and whatnot. Like, wow, what a practice in patience. And the resistance that came up was like really cool to watch when I let myself like watch it and observe it. You know, because you're like, for me at least, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so ticked off that I'm here. I have so much to do. You know,
why me? All of the things that we all do, like in when we're in a whatever the situation is. But to like really be with it and feel it in the body was the practice. And we don't have to force that. Like that was just there. So how does this relate to what we're doing in our bodies? So here, we get a chance to practice. We get a chance to like try different techniques out, different strategies for being with those challenging situations. But I think that very rarely, unless we're truly having one of those days where, you know, our only inclination is to lie on the ground and we might be there for months upon months, like truly, I don't think that we ever need to force it. I have yet to meet a person where I was like, you need to turn it up a notch. I've never met anyone yet, like that I know of, where I'm like, you know, you need to make life more challenging for yourself. Like when it happens, I will let you know, and I'll be like, do whatever that person's doing. They have something figured out. So when it occurs to you, try to be more gentle. That's our work. So, we usually begin singing very simply. Oh, hello, ants. It's your season, isn't it? And there's no pressure. Singing is just a way for us to gather information. It's just a way for us to practice the techniques and to notice what we feel. And lately we've been experimenting with all sorts of sounds, really simple sounds, seeds or bij. And so things you might consider singing are things like ma or moo or shreem or hreem, dum, om. And we don't need to sing them together. We don't ever need to have sung the same word or in the same note to have sung together. So, I know, and for some people that's like scary. All that possibility is scary, and that's okay. Just feel whatever it is. And we let it begin as it begins, and we just let it fade out. As it fades out. Thank you. And we'll begin really simply. Coming to a seat, any kind of seat. And maybe placing the hands on the knees or on the thighs. Somewhere where there's no new tension created in the neck and head and arms. And we'll work with some movements that are really familiar, like some extension and flexion of the spine, something like cat and cow, but we'll let the chin sort of be the creative director of the movement. And what I mean by that is, as you breathe in, start to sort of point the chin toward up. And as you breathe out, let the chin become heavy and then tuck its way in toward the chest. And we'll do this a handful of times, as we tend to do. And as we're figuring it out, you know, remember that whatever you're doing it right. And part of our work is to allow ourselves to have our own process. And to start, that's usually just like figuring out, how do I do this? And with this movement, it might begin with the chin, but you might soon find that that movement stretches across the entire body. And notice what you feel. And there's a temptation, I feel this temptation, where, you know, if it creates something familiar, like, oh, I've done something like this before, there's a way of, like, memory happening in the body, and things just sort of floating back to maybe the way they've always been or the way they've always been done. And so the challenge is to stay present and to stay with it and to find a source of fascination. And you might, for the last few breaths, let things get a little loopy and swoopy. Before slowly arriving back home at a luminous seat. And from here, we'll start to move towards something like an easy, wimpy side bend. So you might like walk or slide your right hand out toward the right. And your left sitting bone could stay heavy or it could float up, just depending on what feels right for right now. And your left hand can find its way to your hip or toward the sky or up overhead. There's, you know, the only magical formula is no new tension. And you might here exhale and round the back a little bit, and inhale and arch the back. And let it play out just however it plays out in your own body, and it doesn't have to look a certain way, and it doesn't have to be a certain way. And the idea is to feel. And in time, we'll organize ourselves, you know, still sort of tipped over, but reaching the left hand toward the sky. And you might experiment with the rotation of your shoulders. So your hand might turn to face forward or to the right or to the left. Finding the one that feels the most like neutral. And finding the neck and head position that feels the most like neutral. And once you are here, once you are wherever you are, see if you can feel a sense of offering and receiving in the left side of the body. And if it's, you know, starting to feel tingly or sleepy, you can wiggle things or bend things or move things. And with a breath in, we'll reach the left hand up toward the sky, letting that hand draw the torso up. And as you exhale, let it go. And just pause. And notice. And in time, we'll change the cross of the legs. Maybe bringing the left in front if the right was in front, and the right in front if the left was. And we'll start to walk or slide the left hand out toward the left. Again, doing it just like you. And you can elevate that hand on a block if that feels better. And you might bring your right hand to the right hip, or you might extend it toward the sky or reach up overhead. And you might let breaths out round the spine a little bit. And breaths in arch the back a little bit. Noticing what you notice. Feeling what you feel. And maybe in time we'll, you know, sort of find a neutral spine tipped over shape, reaching the right hand toward the sky and experimenting with both the rotation of the shoulder and the position of the neck and head. Feeling a sense of receiving and giving in the right side of the body. And with a breath in, reaching that right hand up toward the sky, letting that bring the torso toward upright, and exhale, letting everything go. And just noticing. And in your own time and in your own way, we'll move toward all fours, hands and knees. You could bring the hands forward and then roll onto the knees, or you can bring the knees together, come to one side, and then move toward all fours. You might like to take your blocks with you toward the front of your mat so that later on you're not reaching for them from, you know, some uncomfortable place. And on the way toward table, you know, if it feels like the right thing to do to come to Bhaktasana, devotional, or Balasana, child's pose, then do that. It's sort of like really feel the way. Trust your body. Move like you. Whenever it occurs to you, do this radical thing of, like, listening to your own body. And in time, we'll find our way to all fours, organizing ourselves, you know, thoughtfully, so the hands are right below the shoulders on the floor. And you might just notice the position of the hands. And for lots of people, it feels the best on the wrists and the shoulders and the elbows to have index fingers something like parallel to each other. But you might find that it's more like middle fingers or somewhere between the two. Do what you feel. We'll breathe in and electrify the back of the body. And as you breathe out, start to move your hips toward your heels at the pace of your breath. And as you breathe in, start to draw your body back toward all fours, table, at the pace of your breath. And as you breathe out, we'll tuck the toes under and we'll lift the hips toward downward facing dog at the pace of your breath. And if you like, you could go through that whole sequence one or two more times, inhaling to table and exhaling to Bakshasana. Inhaling to table. And exhaling to downward facing dog. Taking your time, moving like you, noticing what you notice about your breath, noticing what you notice about moving your body at 7:30, 7:45 in the morning. And in time, we'll meet somewhere like downward facing dog. It could be actual downward dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana, or it could be puppy, where the knees are on the earth and the forearms are on the earth, or it could be dolphin, where the feet are on the earth and the forearms are on the earth. Somewhere where you can luxuriate in the length of your spine. And we'll do a little bit of that sort of experimentation with when something happens in the head, how does it play out in the rest of the body? And how we'll do that here is to start on an exhalation with your face only just turned to look to the right. Like there's something really fascinating happening on your upper arm. And we'll inhale that arc back to the center. And as you exhale, turn the head only to look to the left upper arm. And we'll breathe it back to center. And we'll do it one more time at your own pace with each side. And just notice if you feel that movement happening down your back into the shoulders, into the hips. Inhaling back to the center. And exhaling, letting everything sort of soften. And as it comes to you with a breath in, we'll step the right foot forward between the hands. And this could happen from down dog or from table. And we'll spend a moment just sort of luxuriating in the length of our body. So it can be a high lunge or a low lunge. And if you like, use your blocks. I highly recommend the blocks. And we'll notice the length of the body from the left heel to the center of the right knee. From the left heel to the center of the heart. Left heel to the center of the forehead. See if you can connect with the elegant length of your body. It's already happening.
And in time, we'll reposition the hands on the floor. And we'll breathe out and come back to something like downward facing dog or table or puppy or somewhere where you can just find that length. Remember the length. The length is happening. The yoga is happening. And if it occurs to you here to one more time on your exhalations, turn the head to look at the upper arm. Just try it and notice where you feel it. Notice how you experience that. And as it comes to you with a breath in, either from down dog or from table, we'll step the left foot forward between the hands. And we'll find either a high lunge or a low lunge. And our really only, for this point, alignment guideline is that our front shin stay something like perpendicular to the earth. And we'll remember and luxuriate in the length of the body from the center of the right heel to the center of the left knee. From the center of the heel to the center of the heart. From the center of the heel to the center of the forehead. And with a breath out, as it comes to you, we'll step the right foot forward to meet the left. Uttanasana, standing forward fold. Bend the knees a little or a lot. Let the crown of the head be heavy and the back of the skull be soft. Let yourself spill from the hips. There's nowhere you need to get to. Detangling the back of the skull, detangling the tops of the shoulders. And pressing the feet into the floor as you breathe in, let's slowly start to roll up toward standing. And once you are upright, you might sweep your arms, hands, and fingers out to the sides and up overhead. And exhale the hands together to your heart. For a moment, you know, we'll relax the effort and come to a casual way of standing. And something that we talk about a lot is like, it's helpful to come out of something to know what being in it was or is. And we'll take the block, one of your blocks, and place it between the thighs, engaging without over-engaging, noticing the contact that the soles of the feet make with the earth, letting the tailbone become a little bit heavier, and the bottom of the bowl of the pelvis become just a little bit softer. And allow an invitation of engagement to come to the belly button. Just to start to move in the general direction of the spine. And that's to protect the back. And as you take a breath in, just feel this sense of blooming across the heart. Maybe smiling across the collarbone. And with a breath in, we'll press the feet into the floor and sweep the arms out to the sides, reaching the fingers up overhead. And as you breathe out, bend the arms at the elbows, almost like you're doing sort of a pull-up. And as you breathe in, reach the fingers toward the sky. And as you breathe out, bend at the elbows. And we'll do this a few more times, just at the pace of your own breath, noticing what you notice about these movements, noticing where you feel it in your body. And sometimes, you know, some place new will come to you organically, like all of a sudden you'll be, like, for the first time aware of your right heel. But other times it's interesting if you sort of say, like, okay, what is my right eyelid experiencing right now? And maybe the next time that you exhale and bend at the elbows, we'll pause here. And we'll let things become a little bit softer, a little bit fuzzier around the edges. And with a breath in, we'll turn the palms of the hands to face away from the middle of you, so away from your head. And as you take another breath in, turn the palms of the hands to face in toward your ears. And as you breathe in, turn the palms to face forward. And as you breathe in again, turn the palms to face the sky. So you're sort of like pressing up through the heels of the hands. And with another breath in, we'll start to press the palms of the hands toward the sky, pressing up through the heels of the hands. And as you breathe out, we'll dive forward. Engaged legs. We'll breathe in and come up halfway. And breathe out and fold. And let's do that maybe two or three more times. Breathing in, coming up halfway. And breathing out, folding. Letting the movements start to become just an extension of the breath. And maybe following the next exhalation into the forward fold, you pause and release the block, if you still have it, from between the thighs. And you might place the hands on the block as you take a breath in and step the right foot back toward a lunge. And this again can be a high lunge or a low lunge. And for a moment, we'll just remember the strength, the structure of holding the block between the thighs. What did that require? And keeping that structure can then you then rest in the elegant length of your body. So we're always sort of like playing with the balance of effort and ease. And we'll bring the hands to the top of the thigh. Remember, you can always lower your right knee down to the earth. And with a breath in, we'll circle sweep the arms out, around, up overhead. And as you breathe out, let's bend at the elbows again, like we're doing that pull-up. And we'll breathe in and just lengthen the spine. And as you breathe out, let everything get a little soft and fuzzy around the edges. And we'll breathe in and reach the fingers toward the sky. And breathe out, soften through the shoulders. And as you breathe in, we'll reach the hands and fingers down toward the earth. We'll plant the right hand on the block or the floor, right under the shoulder, and bring the left hand to the hip or to the sacrum. And we'll breathe in and remember that length and remember the structure. You might engage your right booty. And as you breathe out with your head only, just start to look to the left. And we'll breathe in and find length. And as you breathe out, feel that sort of looking move down into the throat and maybe across the heart. And as you breathe in, we'll start to slowly untwist. And as you breathe out, we'll move toward something like downward dog. Take your time. Move like you. Remember, it doesn't have to look like anything anyone else is doing. Do what comes to you, move like you. Like all day long, you know, we're bombarded with these images of how to be and how to look and how to act. And this is what it means to be a human. So it's really radical and sometimes really hard when we have that invitation to just feel. It's work, but it's worth it. So as it comes to you, either from down dog or from table, we'll breathe in and step the right foot forward between the hands, finding this lunge on the second side. Remember, it can be a high lunge or a low lunge. Left knee can be on the earth or lifted away from the earth. And we'll start by just remembering the sensation. Can you remember the block between the thighs? Engaging without clenching. Engaging without over-engaging. And can you remember then the length from the heel to the knee, from the heel to the heart? And we're all just sort of like looking for the balance, looking for the perfect alchemy of effort and ease, structure and softness. It sounds like, you know, parenting. The perfect balance of, you know, good cop and bad cop. And we'll let that softness seep into the tailbone, the belly toward the spine. And in time, we'll bring the hands to the top of the right thigh. And let the heart balloon. And with the breath in, we'll circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead. And as you exhale, bend at the elbows. And feel the bottoms of your shoulder blades. And as you breathe out, let a little fuzziness, a little softness happen. We'll breathe in and reach the fingers toward the sky. And breathe out and just let softness and fuzziness happen. We'll breathe in and reach the hands forward and down toward earth, planting the left hand on the block or on the floor right below the shoulder, bringing the right hand to your hip or your sacrum, breathing in and growing long. And as you breathe out, just with your face to start, just look to the right. You know, almost like we did when we were in down dog, just sort of shifting the gaze and noticing just what doing that does. And where can you feel it? Maybe it sort of stretches or drips into the throat and down into the heart. But we're most concerned with keeping the sacrum stable. Nice, everybody. Really nice. We'll breathe in and untwist. And as you breathe out, step back to down dog or something down dog-like. Down dog-esque. And with a couple of breaths, you might try this experiment of like lengthening one side of the body and then the other side of the body from the hip to the armpit. I'm just feeling this sort of length. Noticing what happens there and on the other side. And as it comes to you, with a breath in, we'll step the right foot forward again between the hands. And you might use your blocks just for support for a moment as you then scooch your left foot forward just a touch and lower the heel toward the floor. We'll rise all the way up to stand in preparation for Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. So conventional wisdom here is that the belly and the points of both hips are facing generally the front of the mat. So we might need to widen our stance or change the angle of our feet to find our way into that. Feel free to move a little or a lot to locate that. Feel the feet making contact with earth. We'll breathe in and sweep the arms all the way toward the sky. And as you breathe out, start to bend the right knee and bending the arms at the elbows. Now you might find your way in and out of that a few times at the pace of your own breath, just to sort of like feel it out, feel it in. And can you feel the aliveness in your hands? Yeah. You feel the distance between the tops of the shoulders and the earlobes. Ah. And so, from here, okay, I just want to give you fair warning, it could be a little weird for a minute. We're going to just sort of take our hands and start to tap our chest. And you can do that with the pads of your fingers, or if you like to make really loose fists. You know, like don't beat yourself, just nice and light. And you might move that thumping around, or you might keep it centered. Do what you feel. And in time, I am going to count us down, and we're going to let it go sort of with catharsis. So I'll demonstrate what it will look like. It'll be like, ah, but I will count it down so that we will do it all together. So it might be sort of building toward that as we count down 3, 2, 1. Yeah. So from here, reach your fingers toward the sky. We'll breathe in. And as you breathe out, we'll start to shift towards something like Warrior 3. So you might shift your weight into your right foot. And your left foot might drag on the floor until it floats away from the earth. Don't get hung up on how far away from the floor it is. Like, try to let the assumption be, I'm doing it right. Let there be space to feel what that is. Like, okay, I'm gonna swear too. Like, you are totally fucking doing it right. Okay. So, from here, we're going to move like Spider-Man, sort of. We'll exhale and lower the left foot to the floor, sort of back toward down Vera One's territory. We'll walk the hands toward the earth, and then step back toward downward dog. And you know, like just Spider-Man is sort of like a prompt there to inspire your movements, if he does. Yeah. So, as it comes to you, with a breath in, we'll step the left foot forward and we'll start this process again. And like side two is just easier because you know weirdness is coming, you know F words are coming, you know, like, you have an idea. Step the foot forward, lower the right heel toward the earth, and we'll rise up to stand. And again, like, organize the body so that you can feel the floor, so that you can feel. Like, organize your body so you can feel. Radicalness. We'll reach the fingers toward the sky. And as you breathe out, we'll bend the left knee, and we might bend at the elbows. And there could be a couple of times that you go through this just to feel your way in. Run the experiments that your body wants to run. You know, try things. What if you let your tailbone become slightly heavier? There's no need to clench it or to, you know, do anything aggressive. Just what if you let it become heavier? And what if you support your middle back by just inviting your belly to move toward your spine? And you guys who've been here before know that, like, I don't mean sucking in, because nothing prompts the F word for me more frequently than sucking in. It's stupid. I want to punch it. But the engagement protects this potential weak spot, because we have lots of bendiness through here. Nice, everybody. Good. So once we've sort of sauntered in, let's start to let that light tapping. And you can do it differently on side two if you wanted. You could just be like, oh, what's it like to try it this way? And as you're tapping, as you're lightly thumping, what do you feel? Okay, I'm going to count us down. One, 3, 2, 1. And in time, we'll reach the fingers toward the sky. And with a breath out, we'll start to slowly shift toward Warrior Three. And take your time. Feel your way in. What would happen if you let your right hip get a little bit heavier? What would happen, you know, if you tried these things that aren't necessarily focused on what it looks like? What does it feel like? Always feel free to use the wall. If you want to engage with the wall, to take balance out of it, feel. Remember? I think maybe all at the same time we should say, I'm fucking doing it right. Okay? I'm fucking doing it right. Yeah! All right, so with a breath in, we'll start this Spider-Man progression. We'll lower the right heel, foot to the floor. We'll, like, Spider-Man walk the hands to the floor. And exhale to down dog. Yeah! And so in time, we'll come all the way down onto our bellies. So you can do that whatever way speaks to you, either from plank or from table or some other magical way that you have. And just, I don't want to give away the farm here about what we're doing, but I think it could be useful. So, I'd like us to approach the shape of Chaturanga from the floor. And don't freak out, like, we're going to go in steps. So we'll place the forehead on the floor, and we'll place the palms of the hands on the floor on either side of your chest. Let your elbows non-aggressively just sort of hug the side of your body. And we'll start by pressing the tops of the feet into the floor mightily. So you might feel your kneecaps lift away from the floor. And what would happen if you pressed your pelvis lightly into the floor so that your tailbone becomes heavy in the sense that it starts pointing toward your feet? And what would happen if you then invited your belly button to move toward your spine? And what if you let your heart bloom? So trust me. We are going, I know it's kind of hard to believe that this is leading toward that. And with a breath out, let it all go. And so we'll do this again, this time with the toes tucked under, so that the balls of the feet are pressing into the floor. And you can run a teeny little experiment here. First, pressing the balls of the feet into the floor, and then pressing out through your heels. And just sort of notice the difference in what's activating in your legs. Like, we might not see anything from the outside, and that's okay. We're just feeling. And so finally, we'll sort of settle into that place where the feet are pressing into the floor. And you might feel, you know, your knees are lifting away from the floor, and so are the thighs. Now, what if, again, you sort of drew the pelvis toward the earth so that your tailbone was pointing toward your feet? And what if you draw your belly button toward the spine? And what if you let the heart bloom? Sort of firms the back, doesn't it? So with a breath in, we'll press the hands into the floor and lift the forehead away from the floor and just look forward. Notice your arms. And as you breathe out, let it all go, like come to no effort, no muscle. We'll build from there next time. Today, from here, we'll come onto our backs from there. So roll over in a way that supports you. And also, like, what was that like? So do you guys know what I'm talking about when I talk about Chaturanga? If you've ever been to a vinyasa class, it's sort of like sometimes referred to as a low push-up. And we're looking, we're sort of seeking out the strength and the shape and the structure that's already there so that we can approach it from the ground up. And so from here, let's bend the knees and bring the soles of the feet to the floor in sort of a constructive rest shape. Organizing our bodies so that the heels and the knees are about the width of the hips, or the width of the sitting bones. And turning the palms of the hands to face the sky. And as you breathe in, pressing the feet into the floor, pressing the small of the back into the floor. And as you breathe out, coming back to neutral. And we'll do that a couple of times, pressing the feet and the small of the back into the floor, and then coming back to neutral.
And the next time you're breathing in, pressing the feet and the small of the back, the lumbar curve into the floor, we'll pause here and we'll just notice, you know, what it takes, like what's activating in the body, how the breath receives this shape. And with your next breath in, we'll press the feet into the floor again and lift the hips high enough away from the floor so that we can place the low back, the sacrum, on top of a block in its lowest position. And depending on what feels the most secure and comfortable, you might choose to hold on to your block. You might choose to keep your hands just turning toward the sky, arms a comfortable distance from the body. And from here, we'll sort of remember that alignment that we've been working with today, sort of like feeling the feet contacting the earth, remembering the block between the thighs, pointing the tailbone just in general in the same direction that your knees are pointing. Drawing the belly toward the spine and letting the heart bloom. And from here, you might draw one knee and then two knees toward your chest and extend the legs toward the sky. And maybe coming back to that alignment, you know, remembering the aliveness in the feet, the engagement in the inner thighs. Letting the tailbone point, you know, where your knees used to be. So maintaining integrity of the spine. Maybe drawing the belly toward the back of the body and letting the heart bloom. And so we have all of that structure happening. Let there be softness that settles in, that seeps in all around that. Let the knees start to bend and let the heels become a little bit heavier. And you might, if you're holding onto your block pretty readily, steadily, you might move your knees closer to your chest and rock from left to right. So you get this nice massage of the low back or the top of the sacrum. And you might start to let an external rotation happen in your hips. So your knees start to point out, almost like frog, away from the body. And with knees bent, you might let the soles of the feet become light. So we're in sort of like a hands-free, happy baby. And while we're here, you might start to just notice the spaciousness around the hips. You might notice the distance between your right knee and your belly button, and your left knee and your belly button. You might notice the distance between your tailbone and your belly button. Distance between your tailbone and your heart. You might notice the distance between your heart and the center of your forehead. Let the heels start to become heavy, and you might help your knees move back toward each other. And you might start to lower the feet toward the floor. And pausing here, can you soften at the crease of the hip? There's nowhere you need to get to. Press the feet into the floor and lift the hips again, just enough to move the block out of the way. And then roll the spine all the way down to the earth. And let's reach the hands up overhead, making the body long. And you might start to extend one and then both legs down toward the bottom of your mat, making your body just as long as possible. And your thumbs might hook, or some other part of your hands might clasp, or they could just stay separate. And so we'll keep the breath normal here as we practice the Pond Mudra. Breathe in and lengthen the body. And notice just how long you are. And with your next breath out, just normal breaths, press the middle of your back into the floor. So as you do that, you might find that the engagement between your heels and the floor becomes stronger. You might find that the back of your hands makes slightly different contact with the floor. And from here, what if you invited your belly button to move toward the spine? And as you breathe out, let it all go. Come to no effort, no muscle. And just notice. And we'll begin to move toward a pose of integration. So if there are shapes that still need to be made, then make them. And if there are adjustments to your body or to your wardrobe or your situation, then make them. And the shape of integration is, you know, whatever works for you, whatever is restful and feels complete. So it could be on the back or the side or the belly or with legs up the wall. Or it could be sitting. I suppose it could be standing. And let yourself really just settle into your bones. And feel the bones as they settle into the earth. And feel the breath as it blows across the bones and blows across the earth like the wind.
Start to remember the body. Maybe by noticing where the body and the earth meet. Maybe noticing where the body and the sky meet, the air and space all around you. And as you make conscious contact with the sky, you might begin to remember your breath. Maybe taking a few deeper, more refreshing or enlivening breaths. Of breathing, you might start to stretch across your body. In time, you might make your body just as long as possible. And you might hug everything back in toward the middle. And then rock from side to side. And you might come to rest on your favorite side. And what if the message that you sent and received in this space was, I am doing it right. I am doing it right. In time, start to feel the inclination or invitation to move back toward a luminous seat. And your hands might find your heart in whatever way feels natural. Doesn't have to be anything you've seen or done before. And it feels sort of good to, you know, conclude by thanking your body. Thanking your thoughts, thanking the space for holding us. And we might end by blessing ourselves and our fellow travelers here by saying out loud, you're doing it right. You're doing it right.
Thank you, everybody. Peace.